Hey, everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. Personal example. When I was young and had to defend my behavior to my dad, I had to explain one day how I got in an accident and totaled out the car. My case was ironclad. It was not my fault. He listened for a while and said something I'll never forget. You were right, but you were almost dead right. Meaning, what I did made sense at the time, but I still could have gotten hurt because I didn't see the situation clearly. And that is what happens when we are trying to create our compelling idea. We miss the big picture when we are too close to the details. Now, we talked in the post about the power of the one big idea. Let's take a short trip to the dark side and note what common marketing tools get mistaken for that big idea. First up, I am not referring to a slogan or a tagline. These items are what I call explainers. The former makes something boring more exciting. It explains the emotional reasoning. The latter, the tagline, adds specifics to explain something general. So, for example, Billy Bob and Associates needs a tagline on business cards, website, etc., to explain what the company does. Second up, a compelling idea is not a title or a headline. To use a political example, the Bill of Rights for voters is a title but not an idea. It's actually a platform for other ideas. Why do we spend so much time developing a headline, a slogan, instead of that one theory? Because these things are fun and creative. And yeah, they're easier to do too. So instead, let's bear down and do the hard work to ID that big, compelling thing that will make us stand out. It's worth the effort. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.